أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه. With regard to Surah Baqarah, the first surah, it is the first surah that was revealed in Madinatul Munawwara. And the whole surah was revealed in Madina Sharif besides the one ayat, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ, that was revealed on the occasion of Hajjatul Wada on the plains of Arafat. Besides that, this whole surah was revealed in Madinatul Munawwara, and it was the first surah that was revealed in Madina Sharif. The Jews from before knew that the final Nabi will be coming to Medina Sharif, which was then known as Yathrib. And because of that, many Jews had come to live in Medina Sharif, that they could be the first people to accept Islam when the Nabi will make Hijrat and come there. All the signs were clear in the Torah, so they were living there. And finally, when Nabi Ali Sadatu Wasalam did arrive, and now they saw all the clear signs also, but because he was not from amongst the Jewish progeny, he was from the Arabs, and this jealousy of theirs did not allow them generally overall to accept Islam, and therefore they refused and they said, this is not that Nabi which was promised in our kitabs. So Allah Ta'ala says, and that kitab that was revealed, what was going to be revealed, this is not that kitab that we were expecting. So Allah Ta'ala says, this is that very kitab, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. There is no doubt that this is the kitab that was being referred to all along. And from this also, the word ذَلِكَ is used, that kitab. Not this kitab, but the kitab you people were waiting for. This is that very kitab. And there is no doubt that it is that same kitab, and there is no doubt in the kitab itself. So the composition of the Quran Sharif is such that it has got all subject matters that completely agree to a person's mind who is of clear mind, and who is not, whose mind is clear, he accepts the Quran Sharif. And all the subject matter of the Quran Sharif and the arguments of the Quran Sharif, he accepts it wholeheartedly. It is completely according to a human being's very nature. Allah Ta'ala has revealed the Quran Sharif. If a person is not perverted, if a person is not imbalanced in his mind, any person will naturally accept the Quran Sharif. Consequently, we find many of the Jewish rabbis also accepted Islam right at the beginning. They saw the clear signs, and those who did not give preference to the temporary gains of this dunya and the temporary world, they accepted Islam wholeheartedly and straight away. Like Abdullah ibn Salam, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and many others also. And till today also, people who have this very clear mind and of clean and proper disposition, when they come to know about Islam, just naturally they accept Islam because its subject matter is such. Compared to the other scriptures that have been changed and things have been put in there. For example, the Bible has got Trinity, that 3 equals 1 and 1 equals 3, which is a thing that they just cannot explain right till the end. The priest, etc., they have to try and explain this, that how is 3 equal to 1 and how is 1 equal to 3. And that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, according to them, is the son of Allah. Now the son of any person, the offspring, has to be the same. Now how is it that Isa alayhi salam and his mother also Maryam, that they worship her also, some groups of the Christians, she is part of the Trinity, and that they used to eat food and live as human beings. So if they are God, then a God does not eat and drink. How is it that they drink and eat? The Torah, the book of the Christians, have got such terrible blasphemy in it that Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, na'uzu billah, na'uzu billah, worshipped idols also. They spoke lies also. That Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, na'uzu billah, committed incest with his own daughters also, na'uzu billah. The Ved of the Hindus has got even worse things in it. Things like worshipping of the idols, etc. And then worshipping the private part of a woman, that is also. And a Dini book to have these subject matter, things like this, it can, how terrible, how can a person, any person with a clear disposition, ever accept that? The Quran Sharif, on the other hand, is that kitab that its arguments, its statements are 100% clear, its arguments are 100% authoritative and very clear according to the mind. So that is that kitab which Allah says, La rayba fi. And the other thing, other aspect of it is, like the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum said, Ta'allamna al-Iman, thumma ta'allamna al-Quran. We first learned Iman, to have that yaqeen on the Zat of Allah. And then they learned the Quran. So any person who has got this yaqeen and he reads the kitab, he benefits from it. But a person who has got doubts in his mind, whose mind is perverted, etc., etc., that person won't get that benefit from the Quran Sharif. Because he's beset with other types of doubts. If he comes with a clear mind, the Quran will clear his doubts. And he will be set free from all those shackles of the doubts that he might have. So this is that kitab that that has got no doubt in it. It is a kitab that a person benefits from when he has got no doubt in this kitab, that it is munazzal min as-sama, munazzal min Allah. Allah has revealed this kitab, and it is a kitab of guidance and hidayat for him. This person benefits completely from the kitab, and such benefit like the Sahaba, who had no really any other asset of this world, but they ran over the whole world. It was by this kitab that Allah Ta'ala, that in the hadith it comes, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْفَعُ بِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ أَقْوَامًا. Allah raises nations on account of this kitab. Today also, if we have that yaqeen and we practice on this kitab without any doubt, Allah will give the Muslims also great honor. May Allah bless us with that yaqeen and with that way of life of the Quran Sharif.